Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 38, All the Money You Will Ever Have. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, the people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Good Time Gary over at the Probst Group. Most people don't spend much time thinking and talking about their industrial water systems. And that's probably for the best, because if you did, we might have questions for you. Uncomfortable questions. And your friends would probably be looking for ways to get out of conversations with you. That's where Good Time Gary comes in, over at the Probst Group. They handle the parts of industrial water systems that most of us prefer not to think about. They clean the crap out of water. If you have questions about your system or concerns you'd rather not Google, especially on public Wi-Fi, you can call Gary. He will almost certainly know what to do. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me nothing for this. Although if they were, I would probably say the same thing. Earl opens this episode with a pair of thought experiments, both of them designed to make us rethink what money actually means. The first is this. If you could receive all the money you would ever earn in your entire life, right now, in one lump sum, but you would never be able to earn another dollar again, would you take it? It's a philosophical minefield. It quickly turns into something that feels like a Twilight Zone episode. For me, the answer is a hard no. Work isn't just how we earn, it's how we grow, contribute, and give structure and meaning to our days. The second question is more grounded, and for me, more revealing. What's your hourly wage for the totality of your life? Not just your job, your whole life. If you divide what you earn by all the hours you spend working, commuting, sleeping, eating, spending time with family, it forces a different kind of awareness. It can make the things you don't enjoy feel even less worth your time. But it also does something better. It can make the moments you love, the time with family and friends and meaningful work, feel even more valuable. Ideally, it helps you become more present in the hours that truly matter. Earl then shares a short poem by Jesse B. Rittenhouse. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store, for life is just employer. He gives you what you ask, but once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I asked of life, life would have paid. The idea is simple and powerful. Life will often pay the wage we ask for. But once we set the wage, we also accept the work that comes with it. It's a reminder to be careful about what we aim for, because whatever we choose, we also choose the effort, responsibility, and consequences that come along with it. With that in mind, Earl offers a practical exercise. take out a piece of paper. Draw a line down the middle. On one side, write, what am I giving? On the other side, write, what am I getting? Earl's belief is that over time, those two columns balance. If we want more out of life, the first place to look is what we're giving, what we're putting in. From there, Earl makes a broader point about society and security. Anything that the government gives to someone, he says, must ultimately be taken from someone else, often from future generations. His conclusion is that there is no real security in dependency. Then he reframes a popular phrase. It's not that greed is good. It's that growth is good. Human beings naturally want to become more, to do more, and contribute more. The healthiest way to pursue that is by serving other people in greater and greater ways. When that service is steady and sincere, it tends to open doors to new opportunities we couldn't have predicted. Earl closes this episode with a warning about boredom. He suggests that the best place to live is somewhere between rigid habit and limitless potential. Not stuck in a routine, but not lost in fantasy either. By continuing to look for small ways to grow, improve, and build, we can incrementally move toward a life that feels more and more meaningful and more alive. So episode 38 leaves me with these reflections. We don't just earn money. We earn the life that goes with it. What we give shapes what we get, and growth, quiet, steady growth, is often the real reward. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.